Hello and welcome to the Travel Photography Podcast here in the Traveler's Notebook. I'm Ryan Libre. I'm at the Soblan Karin Village, 9 hours by truck, taxi, and thumb from Chiang Mai, Thailand. Soblan isn't on the normal two-day ride-an-elephant bamboo rafting tour circuit. In fact, they actively discourage tourism to their village. I had to get special permission to photograph here and stay overnight from the village elders. I came here with an author who is writing a book about them and their dispute with the Thai government over land use. You see, little has changed in Soblan for hundreds of years, including their slash-and-burn agriculture. The Thai government has declared this land a national park and ordered them to move. They say they understand and respect this land more than anyone else ever could. Being here really gets me thinking. I don't like seeing forests destroyed, nor cultures. I don't know what is right to do. But they have convinced me they are a part of this land, and it is a part of them. They even have an umbilical cord forest, where a mother ties an umbilical cord from her newborn baby around a tree that will hold her baby spirit for life. In their language and worldview, the word for slash and burn translates as closer to recycling agriculture. But I still don't know. I care an awful lot about the 5,000 wild tigers left in the world as well. Okay, let's talk about photography. Do you remember the two important things you should ask yourself when you take a photo? What do I need more of, and what do I need less of? The first photo I took of this woman had her face and upper body beautifully lit in candlelight. But it just wasn't enough. I asked myself, what do I need more? What context do I need to really show where she's at, what she's doing? So I changed my angle, scooted back a bit, played around, and finally I got the fire, the pots, the candle, her face, and nothing else in the photo. So remember, always ask yourself these two questions. What do I need more of, and what do I need less of? Next, let's talk about fast lenses and high ISO. In low light conditions, when you don't want to use a flash, your standard zoom lens is not what you want to use. At 50 millimeters, which this photo is taken at, your standard zoom lens will have a maximum aperture of about 5.6. I shot this on a 50mm fixed lens with a maximum aperture of 1.4. Okay, for those of you who don't know what these numbers mean, 1.4 is 16 times faster than 5.6. So because this woman is cooking and moving, this photo would be impossible to take with a standard zoom lens without a flash. Anyone who's even semi-serious about photography should have a fixed fast lens. The 50mm I took this with is small, easy to use, and not even that expensive. Lastly, a few words about high ISO. Avoid it, except when it's unavoidable, and then shoot away. Because in this case, it was a much better alternative than using my flash or just putting my camera away altogether. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join me next time.